Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A little more on the Humane Society of the U.S. and their latest set of videos, all in just a moment.
Attention, Oklahoma small business owners with 50 or fewer employees. You may save 60% or more on health coverage for employees through a state subsidy called Insure Oklahoma. It's funded by the Oklahoma Tobacco Tax and subsidizes health coverage premiums for lower to moderate income employees. Ask an insurance agent about Insure Oklahoma. Go to InsureOklahoma.net or call 1-888-365-3742 for more information. Insure Oklahoma, subsidizing health coverage.
This is Ed Richards with the Radio Oklahoma Network. If you haven't heard about the Insure Oklahoma Healthcare Assistance Plan, listen to this. Any company with 50 or fewer employees can have 60% or more of their qualified employees' premiums paid through Insure Oklahoma. Now, Tyler LaRue with LaRue & Associates has already helped over 150 businesses take advantage of a great program. Tyler LaRue at 1-800-994-1950. Tyler LaRue at 1-800-994-1950.
Lots of furor earlier this week as the Humane Society of the United States came out with another set of videos that they say shows blatant animal abuse at in their website they're calling commonplace. The video targeting four livestock sale barns, one in Maryland, one in Pennsylvania, then two out in our part of the world, one in Clovis, New Mexico, and one in Hereford, Texas. Humane Society President Wayne Pussell said they shot the video of two down cows in the parking lot of the Hereford Livestock Exchange. He said they didn't talk to anybody at the sale barn, nor did they bother to notify any authorities of that particular situation.
Our folks were there for 4 hours, and if we do an investigation, sometimes our workers see some bad stuff, whether that is at an undercover dogfight or a cockfight, or at a canned hunt. It is not the function of the investigators to attempt at the first sight of a problem to intervene.
Wayne Pussell of the Humane Society says they're concerned making sure downer cattle don't go into the food supply. And while he acknowledged that these cases were at sale barns, not food processing facilities, he described it as what he called a systemic problem.
We do not have federal and state people at these intermediate transport points. And no one is claiming responsibility for these animals. It's a gap in the current animal handling standards, and this gap needs to be addressed.
Wayne Pussell of the Humane Society of the United States making the claim, not my job, man, as far as the issue of informing authorities when they saw these downer cows for multiple hours. No excuse that they couldn't have gotten off site. Made a phone call to local sheriff's office or somebody to at least make the attempt, but he says they don't do that when they're looking at trying to expose some of these type of operations. Meanwhile, Ag Secretary Ed Schaefer, in a statement after the release of this video, says the treatment of animals shown in this latest set of videos from the Humane Society not acceptable, but it does not present a food safety issue. Meanwhile, Livestock Marketing Association President Jim Santomasso, he's from Brush, Colorado, said in a statement that the association intends to work immediately with the businesses where the improper handling reportedly occurred. He said the group asked to meet with the Humane Society, but that didn't happen, and he notes that those recording the incidents did nothing to aid the animals in distress. And he says to him, that is not acceptable. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't miss the J&J Cattle Company 3rd Annual Production Sale coming up Saturday, May 10th at 1 p.m. There'll be 75 Angus slots with over 30 cow-calf pairs of spring calves, 20 spring yearlings, and 13 fancy fall-born heifer prospects, 8 powerful herd sire prospects, and multiple embryo and pregnancy lot representing the most elite cow families in the breed. The J&J Cattle Company 3rd Annual Production Sale, Saturday, May 10th. For more information, call 405-880-1902 or go to jandjcattlecompany.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes with you today here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.